Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
As we're going to do right now, as it stands at the moment, nine horses have got slots in the Kosciuszko. Yesterday, we promoted heavily that there were two lots that the ticket holders didn't come forward. They had a redraw at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon at Racing New South Wales. And one of the new names that was drawn out was this gentleman, Michael Casmole, and he's on the line on Sky Sports Radio. Morning to you, Mike.
G'day, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Very well. What about this thrill? Take us through when you got a call yesterday afternoon.
Mate, it was... at first, I was a bit shocked. I wasn't sure whether it was a hoax or a bit of a dodgy call. And then Graham actually went through a few of the, and explained everything to me. And, it was quite surprising. I was pretty shocked at the time, mate. So, yeah, it was a big thrill.
So, Michael, can I ask, without prying too much, how many tickets did you buy?
I bought five, mate.
You bought five tickets. So a cost of $25 has got you a slot in the Kosciuszko.
Yes, mate, yes. Very surprised. wouldn't have ever thought.
It's an amazing thing what a computer can do, but I bet you're glad that it did.
No, mate, I'm very surprised. Like I said, I was just thought, I'll have a crack at this, I don't win much of these days, so got to be in it to win it sort of thing. And then I noticed that the tickets were all came up as lost, and I went, no success there. And then, lo and behold, I get a phone call yesterday and it's all on again. So amazing stuff, mate. Amazing stuff.
Yeah, it is. Now, you live down between Deniliquin and Echuca down on the Victorian border. You're semi-retired, but this could change your life, mate. If you pick the right horse and you end up winning a $1.3 million race, Mike.
That would be absolutely amazing, Andrew, but we'll just take it a step at a time, mate, not to get too overexcited.
No, I understand. Now, tell us about your life, mate. You're obviously a punter. Do you punt every day or do you look at Saturdays? What's your life?
I used to be an everyday punter, but I've slowed down a bit, mainly Wednesdays and Saturdays are my main card sort of thing, and I like a little bit of Hong Kong racing as well. I've got shares in a syndicate in a horse. She's had two races. Second race, she came second. Her name's Avora Sun. So just ticking over really at the moment and enjoying life, and things are looking good.
All right, so you got the call from Racing New South Wales yesterday after four. You've had a bit of time. You've slept overnight. You've woken up.
Yeah.
Now you start thinking about what you've got to do.
Who I'm going to ring? Yeah, I've got a list of horses. Graham sent me, or Scott sent me some list of probably about 15 horses that are eligible and to be nominated. It's really up to me to cipher through them and discuss with the trainers and see what happens from there, I guess.
I don't want to. I'll ask the questions, and you can tell me whether I'm my own business or not. But are you keen just to do a 50-50 deal? Are you there for the moment now? You just want to enjoy it?
Yeah, just there for the moment, mate. I'll take whatever's coming at the moment. It's just a thrill to be part of it, really. So I'm not a greedy person. So I'll definitely have a scope through the field and see what. We think and all that sort of thing, and plus I'll discuss with Scott and Graham as well. They said they're there to help, so it's all good.
Yep. And have you got a few mates that have been in contact since?
I've definitely let them know, mate, and they're all quite amazed and welcomed me sort of thing. At first, I don't think they believe me, but yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, well, it's fantastic, mate. We wish you the best.
I haven't been at the local pub yet. There's a few mad punters here, and once they hear about it, they'll probably. Yeah, I want a piece of me, I don't know.
Well, there's probably our FM network covers all the state and down in your area, so, or people listening through the TAB app, Michael. So I'm tipping now that you're going to be inundated by good mates that probably just want to come to Randwick on October 13 and enjoy the day with you.
Absolutely, mate. That'd be really great.
It would be.
Absolutely great, yeah.
Well, mate, we'll stay in contact. You're in no rush to choose what horse you might go with?
Yes, I understand that, Andrew. Yeah, no, that's good. So I'll get it resolved reasonably quickly, so don't leave too many people waiting and all that sort of thing. So, I understand. I'm not going to rush this sort of thing. So it's all great, mate. I appreciate it.